we're going into Center Stage Minnesota, which is our show here at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Happens between 2 and 3 o'clock each weekday afternoon. We're going to hear coming up something new and yet to be released from Faith Bobbler, who will kick off Saturday's the Saturday lineup of music at our Mississippi River Festival next Friday and Saturday. Lineup featuring on Friday night Slade Cleaves and Bill Miller and the band Us starting it off. And then Saturday, Faith Boblet kicks it off. Roe Family Singers, Cena Earhart, Actual Wolf, and the Jimmies round out the day. So we'll hear some more music. We definitely got some music from Actual Wolf in today's show as well. Next week, we'll concentrate a lot on some of those bands, maybe get some more familiar so the people that are have already got their tickets can sort of, it's always fun to have more of their songs in mind, and we'll hear some interviews too. I got an interview I recorded with Quill and Roll recently that will air early next week. We're going to hear, we're going to have their music and stories definitely more familiar when we get to the weekend next weekend, that if you're going to be tuning in to Center Stage Minnesota as the week goes by. So, Faith Boblet on the way, Silverback Colony, and right now, we're going to hear from the Electras.
All summertime and the living is so easy. Well, those fish are jumping, and the cotton is so looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Don't you cry.
Welcome, likely the most destructive group of guys since Sherman's Army. This is Four on the Floor.
'63 to 2013, folks. We're the Four on the Floor from Minnesota. These songs are being four time. Thank you all for spending the night with us.
Fire!
Just thrown in, there ain't nothing new. Everything you thought together come in glued, and you get back by what might have been. Everything that you want, everything that you said, everything that was written and read, take it all. You were early, but you're running late and getting back. But only old get well cards, well, the ink has faded into messages too. But still you go, read as the truth, but it ain't fade. Messages fade with time, and now you're mine, babe. Thank you.
Four on the Floor. That was the first song they played in their set last year, about a year ago, on the 20th of July, when they were the last band playing the Mississippi River Festival at the amphitheater next to the KAXE Studios in Grand Rapids. So, boy, did they put on a show. Before that was Thunderhead from Silverback Colony. Same, a lot of the same members, especially Gabriel Douglas. It's just one of his other projects that's a little more Americana pop sounding. Four on the Floor is definitely a more aggressive sounding band. And we heard Thunderhead and the Electras started us off. Summertime from their Electrified release. Here on Center Stage, Minnesota, Northern Community Radio, I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm here with you for today's edition of Center Stage, Minnesota. Foiled Rotten in Bemidji is a proud supporter of Northern Community Radio. Foiled Rotten, a food truck featuring gourmet burritos with vegetarian, vegan, and meat options, creating a weekly revolving theme menu using organic produce. Open Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to midnight. More details at foiledrotten.net and on Facebook. Foiled Rotten, where you can get your face messed up. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our show where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, I promised you some new stuff from Faith Boblett. This one's called Tell Me. Thought I could get away. Oh,
Broke from the start. All that you- walls, not just gonna fall into place, oh Lord. All that you want, not just gonna fall into place, oh no. All that you want, not gonna just fall into place, oh Lord. All that you want, not gonna just fall into place, oh no. Why you wait?
They'll be kicking it off today at the Buena Vista Music Festival. Starting at 5 o'clock is when the music's going to get going, and that's up on the Continental Divide, north of Bemidji, straight north of Bemidji, about 12 miles. It's happening today and tomorrow, or starting at 5 today, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. tomorrow. And so that's who we're... That's Big Tree Bonsai, and then Charlie Parr is going to be on stage, Mikkel Right in the Wrongs, and John Wayne in the Pain is the lineup for today. I'll let you know the rest of that in a different break here. I know tomorrow More Than Lights is finishing off the evening, and I'll give you the rest of the lineup with set times. That always helps, especially as you approach the event itself. We received support from the Vespertine Tribal Belly Dance Troupe of the Brainerd Lakes area. Vespertine Tribal Belly Dancers are available to perform at events, festivals, receptions, and parties, along with teaching a variety of belly dance, hoop fitness, fire dance, and karate for adults and children. More at Vespertine Tribal or on Facebook. Thanks also to Byers Greenhouse in Grand Rapids for supporting Northern Community Radio programming. Byers Greenhouse, located halfway between Grand Rapids and Coleraine on Highway 169. For over 50 years, Byers Greenhouse has offered a wide selection of flowers and plants zoned for northern Minnesota, plus garden decor for the home, business, or cabin, and educational workshops and classes on planting, gardening, and landscaping. More at ByersGreenhouse.com. Center Stage Minnesota is the show you're listening to right now. It's our show at Northern Community Radio. It focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. We've got a new release from Charlie Parr, a 7-inch 45 that's split with Ben Weaver, put out by Chaperone Records. We'll hear that coming up. Charlie Parr will be on stage this evening at Buena Vista as well. One of the bands on Saturday, next Saturday, at our Mississippi River Musical Festival is Eric Pollard's band, Actual Wolf. And Eric Pollard has been a pretty big deal in Minnesota music for some time as parts of some pretty major bands like Retribution Gospel Choir and Low, just to get started, Sunkill Moon. And so, recently Eric decided to, I guess in 2012 was the time when he began putting together, began playing out as Actual Wolf, sometimes as just Eric himself. And then, they did a month long residency, down in St. Paul, and he's got some really heavy hitters of the early, you know, right around 30 generation, of players from Minneapolis that are playing in his band as Actual Wolf. Eric Koskinen is going to be one of the guys doing that for him this next Saturday, which is an added bonus. And so that's the deal with him. And his songwriting output, in my opinion, has just been, if the guy woke up tomorrow, couldn't write another song, it would still be a significant, very significant body of work that encompasses, I'm not sure how many songs he's actually recorded, but probably, I guess, two records worth all total has been released. And I know that he's got more than that written, some of it recorded. So That's the deal with Eric, and so I'm real excited to see him and his band Actual Wolf playing next weekend. We're going to hear one from the EP put out, Lightning and the Wolf, and then we're also going to hear one from the what he's calling an EP, which is definitely a album length release, called USA, of acoustic sounding music, and let you get a flavor for his ability to both turn a phrase and to I don't know, he just has a very unique quality, and the band stuff is fantastic, but sometimes it's I've found that it's good to isolate sometimes his lyrics as well, away from, and let them stand out even more, because the songs he's publishing are pretty darn interesting in that way too. So that said, that was a lot. Here's Bread from Lightning and the Wolf.
I sat down with a politician for some answers. He kept saying that I was insane. Communists are taking over Washington. The battalions of the poor should bear the blame. The middle class have robbed me of my money. And the Democrats have given it away. And I said, thanks for blaming half
the population. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. He regaled me with tall tales of job creation, lectured me about the tax he pays. Socialists are stealing education, and the teachers and their unions are to blame. The working class have raided all my mansions, and the liberals won't let my workers stay. And I said, aren't your friends the ones that can't stand the legals? I'll toast to them on Independence Day. He talked down to me about the gay agenda and preached about the way things used to be. Adam and Steve are ruining Christian marriage, and they've drugged my youngest into their faggotry. The immigrants are closing all the factories, and Occupy is showing kids the way. And I said, you're trampling on the dreams of all our fathers. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. 'Cause I will toast to you on Independence Day.
The Discussion from USA 2012 release, where the production is very similar to all that. It's a basically acoustic, although there's a little more little layering in there. The Discussion, the best protest song I've heard in a long time, most effective I've heard in a long time. Actual Wolf also there with Bread from Lightning and the Wolf. And then before that, before Big Tree and Bonsai in the previous set, I did not backtrack all the way. So we heard from Haley Bonar's new record, Woke Up in My Future is the name of the track we heard from Last War. And then Faith Boblett from something she's almost finished, has the finishing touches put on. She was nice enough to pass along some of the stuff she's been working on, but is yet unreleased. And once again, she and Actual Wolf will be both taking the stage on next Saturday as part of the Mississippi River Festival in Grand Rapids, KAXE. She starts off, then Roe Family Singers, Cena Earhart, Actual Wolf, and then Milwaukee Band, the Jimmies, are on stage on Saturday. Well, let's see here. We receive support from Advocates for Family Peace, serving Itasca and Northeast St. Louis counties by creating awareness in our communities and promoting safety, equality, and responsibility in intimate and family relationships. If you or someone you know is being abused, call Advocates for Family Peace, 800-909-8336. Here's the song called Outlasting You, which is the song that appears as a single on a split 45 RPM 7-inch record put out by Chaperone Records, Charlie Parr on one side and Ben Weaver on the other. This is Charlie's song.
Take a look at their big house, bigger than they really need. You got the doolies on his pickup. When the dealer gave him a choice, lost his job on the build site. Now he's struggling to feed his boys.
Red Cedar flows and the Red Cedar grows long after you're gone. It's outlasting you. Wife was his high school girl, and they never left this town. It booms and busts and heaves and rusts, they can't bear to go. Now they couldn't go if they wanted to, there's no work anywhere anymore. Red Cedar flows, Red Cedar grows, long after you're gone. It's outlasting you. Been serving food down at Bud's. He can't stand to see her there, where the desperate men sit and drink and stare too long at her legs. Where he sits home with the kids at night and hides the worry on his face. Flows, Red Cedar grows long after you're gone. It's outlasting you. Now their kids are getting bigger. They can't play outside like it used to be. You know what's lurking out there. It's all on the news every night. That village that it takes to raise our kids is afraid to come outside. Red Cedar flows, Red Cedar grows, and long after you're gone. It's outlasting you. Tuesday afternoons are the hardest, when time seems to stand still. They've piled up quite a few of them now, 20 years worth of not quite 3 o'clocks. But time moves as fast as it ever did, and you can't just slow it down. Red Cedar flows, Red Cedar grows, long after you're gone. It's outlasting you. It's outlasting you. Yeah.
everything about you that a pocket full of love can't buy. Oh my goodness, I just love you, this I can't deny. Melodies are just so easy, oh my, oh my. Just a pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of love can't buy. Just believe that we just can't lose. With the pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of loving you. Just the pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of loving you. Just the pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of, pocket full of loving you. Oh, just the pocket. Oh, just the pocket.
Well, that's Nathan Miller, an unstoppable company. He's going to be on stage tomorrow at the Buena Vista Music Festival on where the, you know, the tectonic plates come together there just north of Bemidji, that line that runs across northern Minnesota. And that's where it's taking place. There's a big hill up there, and Lake Julia is on one side, and there's another little lake on the back side, and it's just a beautiful place. And if the bass from John Wayne and the Pain Tonight does not make that an act of fault, turn this into an earthquake zone, John. Well, even if that happens, I'm sure Nathan Miller has a good chance of taking the stage tomorrow there. From his record Hush, we just heard Pocketful. And before that, we heard Charlie Parr, Outlasting You, from a 7-inch 45 RPM single. He's got that song on one side, and Ben Weaver out of Duluth has got the other side. We receive support from Nevis Civic and Commerce, announcing this year's Musky Days Music Festival. 34 bands on 3 outdoor stages, all in Nevis, July 25th and 26th, featuring Useful Jenkins, Kind Country, Absolute Groove, Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses, and more. Nevis, home of the world's largest tiger muskie. More at nevischamber.com and on Facebook. Jennifer Penix is coming up in a little bit with an hour of new music before it's time for the news from National Public Radio. And so we get just a little bit of music until then. We receive support from Pokegama Plaza Liquor in Grand Rapids. Pokegama Plaza Liquor features a wide variety of spirits, including wine and domestic and imported beer. Another band that's playing right before More Than Lights takes the stage as the last band tomorrow night at the Buena Vista Music Festival north of Bemidji is The Premiums. And from their self-titled 6, Wink Wink 7 song EP put out in 2012, here is Collection Time on Center Stage Minnesota Northern Community Radio.
election time. Ready to roam the forest, part of the jungle. Without a roof, you'd be just fine. Here comes our chance to shine. You're the first to catch, put it in the basket. Out of selfish ways, and gold is not just mine. Not only mine.
The Premiums, from their EP, came out in 2012, self-titled. It's Collection Time, and they are second to last tomorrow. Here's the lineup for Buena Vista Music Festival with set times, which I've always needed the set times to really feel like I have a grasp of anything with even just a song with few bands, or a show with a few bands. Today, 5 to 6:30, Big Tree Bonsai. Charlie Parr, 7 to 8:30. Mickle Right in the Wrongs, 9 o'clock to 10:30, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., John Wayne in the Pain. For tomorrow, the Main North are from 1 until 2 o'clock. Kitchy Boogie, 2:30 to 3:30. Nathan Miller and Unstoppable Company, 4 until 5. 5:30 to 6:30 is Yasin Marie, Hot Black Funky, from 7 to 8:30. The Premiums, 9 to 10:30, and then 11 to 1, More Than Lights. New music coming up with Jennifer, and here's a little something to get us there from Useful Jenkins.